And so here we are, Worldwide Live, CBS Radio Online. This is a simulcast with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, as you just did, this is somebody else participating with through the telephone. I welcome you all at BBS. Further, I want to ask for those people who just came in at the call, if you want, name a location.
It's Carla in Medicine Hat, Alberta.
Hello, Carla. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
All right. Wanda is going to bring you a soda here soon. Right.
Don.
Hello, Don. Good evening. Welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Carla, how did Medicine Hat get its name?
There was a war. There was war with natives. And the white guys, I think it was either the white guys jumped the natives or natives were jumping other natives. But anyways, they had a big scrap, and there were so many dead people in the water, and they saw this medicine man's hat go floating by, and so they called the area that they saw that medicine hat because that was unusual. You usually don't kill a medicine man.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for sharing. We had more people join in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm Cottonwood, Arizona.
Who's this from Arizona?
Juliana, San Diego.
Juliana, Georgia.
Welcome to the call. The next person, please say your name and location.
Shirley, Shirley.
I did pick up Shirley. Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right, who's next?
Alan Butler from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Mr. Butler, how you doing?
I'm fine. Is Wynn on tonight?
Yes. He is always here.
Is there an email tonight?
Question and answer. I have not seen the email yet. We had more people join in. I welcome you all if you have a chance. Say your name and location.
Is it Rick, Iowa City?
Hi, Rick. Good evening. How are you doing, brother?
Pretty good. Go Hawks.
All right.
This is Wynn.
Good evening, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, this is Tammy from Palm Desert.
Hello, Tammy. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How about you?
All right. Palm Desert. I need to get used to that. I like the Plaza del Rey.
Yeah, it's a big change.
Yep, I bet you. In the
Your
desert
Palm Springs.
I miss Playa del Rey, though.
All right, more people joined in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, Morgan from California.
Good evening, Morgan, and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Same to you. Be well.
All right, you be well as well.
I'm supposed to say love to all.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Cleo from Connecticut. How are you, Heidi?
Cleo, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. So, Alan Butler is with us also tonight. I'm glad to hear, Alan. It's good to share some meat. Oh, no, wait. That's a butcher. That's not a butler. Good evening, Robert. Please say your name and location.
You got the wrong Alan? Is that what you said?
No. I had the wrong occupation.
There's quite a difference in those two occupations.
I like
what's
either one.
What's the email tonight, Wynn?
What's the email
Wynn?
Tonight? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's the email tonight?
John.
Hi, John.
Risa. Hi.
Welcome to the call, John.
Hi, Risa.
Glad to be here.
All right.
Hey, Wynn, did you try to call me today? No, I just thought about it, though.
Because I had one of those unknown calls again today. I thought it was you.
Yeah.
Wynn, did you get my email?
Let's see. Is your name my? Who is that?
This is John.
John?
Wow.
John.
Someone dialed in with a fax.
That is not me.
And it's not me.
Wait a second. 1980s.
Really get rid of it, I think.
Probably Wynn.
No, it's not me.
I've been muted.
Okay, John, it seems to me I did get an email from you, okay? But if you don't send the email to questions at intelligent-infinity.com, then by the time I do this show, I usually miss it, okay? Not always, but usually.
Oh.
And and the reason is, you know, for me to do this show, it's like I can't spend the whole week preparing for it. We don't have a big budget. so
what? You can't?
Stutter. But I choose not to, okay? Because I'm too busy. And so just, you know, like an hour before the show, I go look for all the emails with questions at intelligent-infinity. And if yours didn't get to that email, then there's a good chance I might miss it, okay? Now, I'm trying to remember, John. John, what was your question? Hello, John. Are we unmuted still?
We're unmuted yet.
Can I say a question? Oh, no, I don't mean a question. I mean, I need to tell you something that's on TV right now. The president is on. So a lot of people are probably watching that.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
It's me, Ruja. I just wanted to ask you if you received my questions or not.
I did get your question, okay?
Okay, great.
I did.
Because I just sent it a little too late, I think.
Now, sometimes if I'm in a really good mood and a question comes to Winfrey at Yahoo or somewhere else, then what I do is I forward the question, the questions at intelligent-infinity, okay? But sometimes I do, and often I don't. So you have to send your question to that address if you want to be sure I get it, okay?
Well, it's questions at intelligent-infinity.com, not the address.
Questions at intelligent-infinity.com.
Yeah, that's
okay?
Where I sent it to. Yeah, that's where I sent it to.
So I do think I think I got yours, okay? I mean, I usually check again for questions, okay, just before the show.
Oh.
See if I can, you know. But I sometimes... a last-minute question, like if I think it's a good question, I might include it. If it's just the same as another question, I'll take the one that came in first and give it priority, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is a complex system here.
Okay.
And it's not that complex. It's just that... if we were on, like, TV and I was John Edwards, we would be preparing for this all week because we have a budget. In fact, there'd even be assistants. What question should we pick tonight? But, you know, basically, this is sometimes I look good, so people don't realize it. But if you, like, pick up the covers and look in, this is like a one-man operation with support from Terry. But for the production of the show, it's, and with Hive, of course, giving Hive credit. But all the details I have to work out in advance. Some people wonder, why don't you send out the announcements like the day before or 2 days before? And part of the reason for that is, and this is a subtle one. People won't figure this out. This is not from the Elohim. This is stuff I discovered.
City rats never do that.
They never do what?
Give information out on the net before they have to.
Right. They don't. Okay. Well, I make my own decisions based on my own experience. And, you know, some of you have heard of the idea of what Carla Ruckert has talked about in terms of negative attacks. And we've certainly experienced negative attacks. And what I realized that at the moment I make an announcement that I'm doing something, there is an energy that starts at that moment till the point that I do it, and it hangs out in the cosmos. So that when I announce it just before, I don't have that energy hanging out.
Right.
Even though it's on a schedule,
right.
Even though it's available.
Yeah.
Until we get enough support on all levels, mm-hmm. So the energy is not just hanging out with me holding it, but there's, you know, lots of holding of the energy. I find it more comfortable to announce it a half hour before. Now, I was going to have somebody help me, and they were going to send the email out. I said, let's work this out. We'll just organize a bunch of emails in advance a day before. You have no idea how hard it is to volunteer to do stuff like that, because now the volunteer becomes part of the holding of the energy. And I know people want to volunteer, but they can't hold the energy. And then they get attacked, and they freak out. And then, this is the real deal. And getting this into this realm is the trick. It's like, I couldn't even imagine how tricky it is.
Can you tell me?
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I just want to clear the line, so I muted the line. Sorry.
I think somebody was going to ask me an interesting question.
I think so, too. Let me open it up again.
All callers are unmuted.
It was me, Ruja. All I wanted to know was sometimes I can't get on the line. I just got in today. But when I can't get on the line, I know there's a bit of a second delay. Like, I'm listening, right? Will I still be participating, even though there's a bit of a time delay and I'm not actually on the phone line listening to what you're saying and being connected to everyone?
Well, if you're not on the phone line,
well, I'm listening to it live on the radio. I mean, on the internet. I'm listening to it live, but there's a bit of a delay, right? Because
I think
like
so,
a second
yeah.
or something delay, right? So I'm wondering,
right.
like, even though I'm listening to it live on internet, am I still part of the energy and all of that? Even though I'm not on, I didn't get a chance.
Get
through on the phone.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In fact, you can listen to it the next day. And the energy is there, you know.
Isn't
it a difference if it's all live? Like you and I, we're all talking together right now. So isn't there a difference when we?
Some people.
Like, I don't know. Is
it
subtle?
It depends on you. You know, some people the emotional connection.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
The excitement of being live, the excitement of talking, and somebody responding to you helps to open the energy up. Emotionally, which then opens it up on higher levels. But there's some people that if you get tuned into the energy and you listen to the replays, you can get just as much connection. And why is that? It's because we're dealing with the now. There's only the now. So when the replay happens, it's the same now. And that as I get it, and this is another subtle one. These beings that are outside of time, when you listen to them or read them, and if you're getting into it, somehow you send a signal. It's their frequency you're reading. So you send a signal out while you're paying attention, and they feel the signal from where they are. Because for them, there's no time. Keep in mind, there's no past lives, there's no time. Everything is like in the moment, recreating itself moment by moment by moment. And is Terry here?
Yes.
Hello, Terry.
Hello.
You're a little bit weak
because
you're... Yeah, but you're a little weak. Can you put your phone in front of your mouth if that's the case?
Yeah, how's that?
Better? That's better. Okay. That's
Thank
better.
You for being here, Terry. Good evening. It is September 10th. When are we going to start the recording?
Start
this
the recording.
Conference
Thank
is being recorded.
Hey, this is September 10th. Winfrey and Terry Brown and our director and producer and boss, Heise. I keep wanting to call him Heise Magalia. Heise, we're in California. In Paradise, near Minderhaus in Paradise. And this is our call where we ask questions. And I'm just going to start this call with one piece of, I think, I said this many, many times, but sometimes what's most obvious, sometimes you think you know it, or you dismiss it, or you think it's not for you. And is that Terry making all that noise there?
I'm
Let's
trying
see
to
here.
Get this situated good.
Well, we'll wait for you. Tell me when you're situated. Are we situated? Okay. This is like the best piece of advice, counsel, that I think that I have to use on myself. And I can tell you that it really works. And it sounds so simple, but yet we so often miss it. And that is to observe your patterns. Now, the first thing you have to do is learn what your patterns are. And I'm talking about the patterns, the obstructions. You know, when you have an obstruction, when you say, I want something to happen, and then you can't make it happen, usually there's a pattern that's attached to that. And usually the pattern is unconscious. It's not on the surface. But the pattern is directing what's going on that's the difficulty, because it's sending a message out to the world. And once you learn the pattern, it doesn't necessarily go away instantly, but you start to see the effects of the pattern. You start to notice them. And as you can observe it, the observation of that immediately detaches you and takes you one step above the pattern. And all you have to do is keep observing it. And eventually, over time, and we're not necessarily meaning fast, it could take a while, but over time, that pattern will lose its effect over you. And it's a very important process, because people that are coming into our calls are always saying, I want this to change, I want this, I want a job, I want that, I want this, I want that, I'm depressed. Well, you know, all of those things is usually some kind of subconscious thought that keeps going on. Like, let me give you an example of some of the common ones. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve anything, okay? Now, you could be having that and not even aware that you're doing it. Take a close look and see if there's any part of you that says, I am not worthy and I don't deserve things. And once you identify that, then when you're in a situation where you're not acting worthy, or where you're not acting deservedly, it doesn't mean you're just by noticing it, it's going to switch. But it's the beginning of the switch, because you can now say, oh, there's my pattern. I'm not worthy. I send love and light to it. You'll go away when you want to. Don't, you know, but I'm not going to believe it in my conscious mind, even though it's still sending out a message to the world. Because oftentimes, the reason you have that pattern is not even your doing. It came to you from your parents, because they felt that. You know, this is where Jesus said the sins of the parents are visited upon the children. I don't like to use the word sin because it sounds like you can now judge your parents for having sin or judge yourself for having sin. Call it a pattern, a negative pattern that keeps obstructing you, okay? Because once you master the pattern, you get the job. You get the husband or wife. You get to accomplish things that you thought you couldn't accomplish. And, you know, I can identify it because I've had that pattern, and I have pushed myself through it by exactly what I'm sharing with you guys, that you observe it over time. And don't be impatient. Don't say Elohim. Just say Elohim help or Ra help. Put it in your dreams and say, I'm open to have dreams to let release this pattern. But start off identifying the pattern. So, you know, if you don't know you have an I am unworthy pattern, and you're just dealing with it on the conscious mind, you'll just keep thinking, nobody likes me. There's something wrong with me. I can't get anywhere. I have this big obstruction all the time. I'm a victim. And then you pick other people in your life who match that pattern, and you become victims because the pattern of I am not worthy puts you in a state of kind of desperation, which puts you into attracting unworthy relationships, which become codependent and then get angry. And then, you know, if you're going to run that pattern with someone else in a relationship, find the most conscious person you can find so they can understand they're running that pattern. And then you can both help each other work the pattern through, okay? Instead of thinking, why am I not getting loved? Why does nobody like me? You know, blah, 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 blah. You got to go into that pattern and start to clear it. And identifying it is only the first step. What's another of those patterns like that? I'll give you another one. And, you know, it certainly doesn't fit everyone, but these are really common patterns, is that, and I had this pattern. You know, I was brought up with this pattern. You think you're superior. Boy, I'm on the line with Winfrey and Terry Brown, and we're talking to the Elohim. That means I'm one of the chosen ones. Or I'm really smart. Or I've got a lot of money. I've got a good job. I'm better than other people. And that keeps you out of unity consciousness. It keeps you in separation consciousness. It keeps you looking for elite people that match your level. And that if you can see that, you've got to start observing it. And you have to not judge yourself. Even if you have that pattern like that, you can't judge yourself, because that's just as bad as having the pattern, if not worse. You just have to neutrally say, okay, I've got this pattern. And then when you see yourself condescending, catch yourself and say, there's my pattern. I send love and light to it. It's not me. It's just my old pattern. And forgive yourself for having it. Don't judge yourself. And realize it's going to keep coming back and coming back. But after a while, if you keep observing it, it gets tired. It gets tired of coming back, and it just kind of goes away, or it stays like under the surface. So that is very, very important tool that anyone can use, because everyone has patterns that are holding them back, and they don't realize what their patterns are. And sometime we ought to do a workshop, a small workshop, where people can talk to each other and see if we can figure out what our pattern is that is so hard to discover. And something else, those of you that have never asked a question, I really, really encourage you to get questions in, because I'm telling you, my instinct is we're coming to a point where we're going to explode. like it may be as soon as the next time I'm in George Norrie, because the stuff that's been happening in our group is so exciting and so transformative, and I'm so confident at this point, and that George, I think, has really been accepting me, and I don't have to prove myself to George at this point, so I can bring in stuff, and it's going to attract a lot of people. And when it does, there's going to be loads and loads of questions on Wednesday night, and get your questions in before that happens. You could even ask the question, so what's my patterns that are sabotaging me? You know, a lot of times people, the best question to ask is to be able to go introspective and try to get a look at the parts of yourself that are hard to see and see if you get any insight that helps with that. Because when you ask a question, not always do you get a very wise answer to your question. You also get, and they said this, a long time ago they said this, they said that when somebody asks a question, they move their energy into your space and to look at you to feel the answer to the question. And when they move their energy back out of your space, there's a track. And so once there's a track, there's the ability for you to follow that track and make a better connection with the Elohim energetically. And that is worth as much as more than the answer to your question, because they can actually, you know, they say they're a very subtle frequency, and that they can actually be with you. And so can the Ra group. We have a question tonight from someone who's trying to figure out, is it the Ra group or the Elohim group? And it may not be either, but we'll see what happens. So, Terry, do you want to have anything you want to say before we start? Terry? Are you muted? Hello, Terry.
One of the things is, like, usually your patterns are based on some incident that happened to you, either this life or on the track. And so when you take a look to observe and see what your triggers are, see if there's any pains that go with it that would signify that something physically happened at some point. That's my only comment right now.
Thank you. Jackie Druxman, I'm not going to ask your question tonight, but I'll read it because I thought it's a cool question. Ask it next week because we're loaded up. Hey, Wynn, I was listening to this past Monday to the call, and when you asked Terry to ask the Ra for confirmation of your thoughts, and the Ra group began to confirm and clarify, it is sometimes the most amazing thing that happens in my mind. It just keeps saying, I know, I know. I just can't say how I know. Ha ha, it's a wonderful and perplexing feeling. Now I'm wondering what the Ra group knows about me and the incredible journey I am currently on. I have been told that it will be huge, that it will reach people all over the world. It's strange. I really feel a connection to your call. The only thing that frustrates me as a listener for some time is a long preamble. You get going on, which always leaves the end of the show cut off short. Can you see this, Jackie? You're part of the preamble. All right? You see that? Too bad you could have had 2 hours, one for you and one for them. Well, we do on Sunday, okay? You know, the preamble, Jackie, the preamble, what we do before the calls, it seems like when we're going to get to the meat of it, is that we are kind of establishing part of the group energy, even my energy and Terry's energy. It's like as we talk and we, you know, are human and Terry looks for a mute button or whatever, there's a lot of stuff happening energetically, and it's actually part of the call. It's like, you know, there's great information and great stuff. And if I had the time, I would go in and edit the calls and take out some of that stuff. put them on a big audio so you could just, you know, even just the channelings, put them all on one big audio. And I think I'd have to sell it because when I put so much time into something, I have to give myself back for the time I spend. But it's coming up. You know, there's lots and lots of things that we actually need a staff to do. Okay, we have lots of volunteers that are helping, but volunteers, and we so appreciate them, can only do so much. They have to earn livings, and that's all. But in any case, Jackie, thank you for your comment, and I'm so glad we're touching you. And let's go into the official part of the call here. Hello to everyone listening on the internet. Hello to everyone listening to replays. Hello to everyone listening to a download. We are in no time when the energy, no matter how you're listening, is there. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Rock On. It's the 10th of September, 2014, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here with you, each and every one, directly. We do not come through the telephone line. We are directly with you for each and every person that wishes us to be there. One of the comments that was made earlier was, do the Elohim and the Ra group know everything about me? No, they don't. However, there is a knowledge of everything about you, what you need, what you are here to learn, and what it is, the specifics that you are about. And that is the one infinite creator. And the one infinite creator does know. We are a step down. We are not the one infinite creator. We are where we can be of service to the one infinite creator to help individuals who have decided to come in and test the waters of the third density realm, or even the fourth or the fifth. And each and every one of you mean an immense amount to us. Thank you.
Thank you. It's rather special to have this kind of connection with you in this density. Is that right?
It is. It is a fragile connection, and it does not happen very often that someone is able to connect with us and to translate us, our words, our energies, into an amplifier or transformer that can make the words available.
Thank you. First question here is from Don Herman, who's a regular on our line and always asks some of the best questions. And his question is, I have long felt that I have some type of blockage that keeps me from having access to useful information I should have. If this is true for me, it's probably true for others as well. Could the sources address this, and what could be done to clear the blockage? Thank you. And Don is in Cleveland, near Cleveland, Ohio.
The blockage could be said in various ways. One of them is the attention units that are burned up in the focus upon the life energy continuum of the job of the third density veil, the energies that are wrapped up in locating oneself and keeping one's location, keeping track of their own private GPS, which is there at a subconscious level. Another blockage is the astrological connections that when an individual becomes more advanced, they can learn to sidestep the influence on them to some degree. As one has a body in the third density, which is not them, and the body is something that they work in conjunction with and work through, like they might write through a computer. They work through their body, and their body is not them. However, they are totally connected with our body, and they work through their body. And their body has its own functions that take their energy. The energy of the body works with the energies of the body, and it takes focus to be and keep in touch and track and sync with the body system. This takes energy. When one learns to set the connections, not the connections, but the attention to reset so that their attention can focus beyond the body, beyond the star systems, in an extrasensory way, and to obtain extrasensory perception, which is hard in the third density, since one is focused upon the body, one is focused upon the living circumstances, one is focused on how to survive, one is focused on the connection with the social memory complex, with the body medical state, with the the GPS, the constantly orienting as to location, which is at a subconscious level and orienting to their position within the stars. It takes much energy and focus. And so do not feel bad if you have trouble to set your sight on moving past those blockages. We see within your system, within your chest area, there is our energies that are connected with your body, and that they take a lot of attention, and because of the diffusing of energies within your body, it is hard to focus beyond. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next question is from Carolyn. She's in Ontario, Canada, north of Toronto. I'm trying to find a meaningful and rewarding job that I can do with enthusiasm. Any ideas for me? Thank you. And I want to say a couple of things here with a couple of things I have learned, and that when you hear this, it's really obvious. But oftentimes when we look for a job, we need a job to make money. So it automatically puts us into a state of neediness. I need money. I need a job. And the outward circumstances may be that you need money. But in the higher circumstances, you have to feel that you have something to really offer other people. And they're not doing you a favor by giving you a job any more than you're doing them a favor by working for them. And something that I have used many times to find something in the world that I want, and this has worked for me really well, that is, if I need something, whether it's a job, whether it's a mechanic, whether it's a doctor, whether it's anything, I will write down 10 or more choices. 5 to 10 doesn't matter. But I will then call all 10, and I will agree I'm not going to make a decision until I'm finished the list. And I will listen to the tone of the person that answers the phone, because they will reflect the energy of the business. If they're happy, if they're gruff, if they're short, if they're like, I don't have time for you. So when you want to find a job where there's enthusiasm, call lots of people and look for the energy that makes you feel enthusiastic. You don't have to speak to the boss, because the energy will download to the person that answers the phone. And when you find the very best energy, then that's the one to emphasize. And now maybe you don't get that job, but just keep doing until you find another one with good energy. When you find the mechanic with the best energy, when you find the doctor with the best energy, with the person at the waiting room that has the best energy. One of the things is, a lot of times people can sound really good because they have a job and they take a role, but they don't have really great energy when you get under the surface. They just sound really professional. Hi, this is, they can be intimidating, and it sounds elite, so we're trained to give up our power to that energy. Don't do that. Look for the really best energy, the best heartfelt energy from someone. And even say, you really like working there, don't you? And then, yeah, I love the boss. And you got a good place to go to. And if you find a place with that kind of energy and you feel the energy, once you get the job, the energy is going to continue on the job. You've already tapped into the energy of it. And I've made that work for me many times. And let me turn it over to our sources for their answer on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, you see that your question has to do with what you feel would make you happy, a job that you feel would satisfy you, would fulfill you. And what is that? What is that area? What would make you feel fulfilled. Was there something when you were a child that you daydreamed of doing? And did it change as the years went by, as you grew and you understood more and you saw more possibilities? And what was it that you dreamed of that you might be able to possibly do? And so take a moment in a quiet time to make a quiet time and reflect on those things that you could dream of and see if that is something that if you accomplished it, not accomplished everything in one day, but started out with a little here and a little bit there and a little bit of work towards it, maybe it's something that you could not simply step into, but you needed to prepare yourself for. And then, in that case, you could take or apply for a job at the beginning stages of the area. What are the things you dream of and you would like to then be around people who are accomplished in that you could contribute to a little here, a little there? You could have a job contributing in some small way, and being around those people, you would begin to get the energy of it, what was needed, and that will give you a boost towards moving forward in that area. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a question here from, what is the second year? Where is it? Erica. Erica, you know what? You did not give me your city. And you're asking kind of a question, here it is, about your physical pain. You didn't talk about anything about the physical pain. And I think that we'll get a better answer if you share your city and share something about your pain, where it's located. So why don't you submit it again? I know this is the second week you submitted it. So submit it a third time, and we'll try to get to it, okay? And next thing here is from D. Hall. This was our headline question, okay? My husband Chuck has had his radio seem to be controlled by someone or something else this morning in his truck. The radio came on by itself as he backed down the driveway to go to work. It was on an AM station, like the first listed, all by itself. He thought how odd this was, then adjusted the station to a 99.1, a country station, and after a few minutes, it changed again by itself. He's wondering if an angel is trying to reach him. Or a ghost, I should add, or a ghost, or some, you know, discarnate entity. We understood that Robin Williams was turning on the TV at his former home in Tiburon, California. So can you ask about this? It occurred on September 5th, 2014, around 6 a.m. Thank you. D. Hall in Ohio.
Thank you. We see that there was another station whose energy overrode the first station, and it might say put the radio out of alignment, and it changed. There can be forces of intelligence behind such a thing, but we see it more as a mechanical thing that happens. Keep aware of anything of that nature and report if you hear more instances of this.
Thank you. And here is a question from Ed Jeffrey. Let's see if Ed put a city in here. Yes, he did. He is in Robertsonville, North Carolina. And he says, I am what you call a wanderer. Now, I would say, whenever anyone says anything, I would say, I believe him to be a wanderer, but he probably is. But still, maybe he is. Maybe he knows it. I was born with some pre-birth memories. I remember where I came from prior to my birth. I remember where I'm going when my physical body dies. I have some natural psychic and spiritual abilities. They occur spontaneously rather than on call or on demand. I have kept the knowledge of my psychic abilities private and secret. I only shared the knowledge of my psychic abilities with a few trusted friends. I use my abilities, my career as an electronics technician and engineer. I shared hundreds of suggestions for product improvements at IBM. I shared more than a few inventions with IBM. Most of my suggestions and inventions found their way into IBM products. Some of them were developed as products and marketed by other companies. The last 10 years of my IBM career was spent as a R&D, that's research and development engineer. I have spent years researching and practicing psychic and spiritual phenomena. I learned of you and your associates and your work when you appeared on Coast to Coast on January 16th, 2014. Since then, I have been listening to your conference calls and reading your published works. Thank you for offering the opportunity for me to submit my question. And the question is, was at the very beginning, what is the relationship between my soul group and entity and your Ra and Council of Elohim sources? What and if is there a relationship? Thank you. That's from Ed Jeffries in Robertsonville, North Carolina.
Thank you. The Ra group, us, and the Elohim group, us, are specific energy groups. We work together, and we do not have bodies. And the Ra group also do not have bodies. We are graduated and we work with a loose connection between us all, in which thought is very fast and we can supplement each other when we wish information or to move into a specific group or grouping of us that works in the third density. With your group, we see that you are connected with a group of loosely connected souls that are incarnating and are connected with a specific soul group, which includes your family members, and you are moving down the track with the members of your particular family group, which is broader than your localized family, your physical family. It includes technical minds that have gotten together to help develop techniques, and you are tapped into them and share information. And it is, in a way, a data bank when you put all the information based upon all of the individuals that are in that group and working together. And you are helping to advance, and your group is hoping to advance civilization. And particularly in the technical ways. However, the group is very psychic. And as they are interested in technical things, they're also interested in how the phenomena of psychicness works and the interconnections of communications between entities. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we got one more question here that we have time for. Let me just say, Marilyn, ask your question again next week. Erica, ask your question again. What's your city and where your pain is, okay? Rick. Rick, that's a good question. I don't have time. I can only ask one more question. And I think I keep announcing questions, and then I don't get to the questions I announced. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question that I think is more important here for the moment, okay? And that is from Julianne in San Diego. My father passed away in March of 2003. My sister and brother and I were prohibited from seeing or contacting my father for about 2 years prior to his death due to his new wife blocking us. It was a very ugly situation and left his family very hurt. It was similar to Casey Kasem's ordeal. My father suffered from dementia, but was also heavily drinking with her being his new wife, with her assistance. Can you please tell me if my father is with my mother and if his passing was peaceful, and if he is ever with any of his children, Wanda, Mark, and Julianne? And please tell him I love him.
Thank you. We do see that he is with your mother. He is with your mother. We do see that he and his new wife have departed from each other. They are not an energy unit. They are not together, but he has gone back to the energies that he felt comfortable with and that did not lead him on further into his dementia, and that there was the energy string that the new wife held over him. It was an energy where she held him. However, it has broken. Thank you. And we are relaying your love, which he gets in an energy sense. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we can have a final greeting, and then we're going to close this call. Our final goodbye from our sources.
Thank you. We take a moment and we reaffirm our love for each and every person in your realm and each and every one who is listening. And we say you are a part of the energy family of all, of the One. And you are important. Thank you.
Thank you.
All callers are unmuted.
Everyone's unmuted. And thank you all so much for being
great
here.
Great show, Wynn. Okay. Love to all. Be well.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Okay, everybody.
Let's keep those earthquakes under control, okay?
Sunshine to you all.
Blessings to you all.
I'd rather have rain. Thanks.
Thanks,
your
everyone.
Conference recording has stopped.